Haha, in a world of D&D, this is Dungeon Quest! Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Dungeon Quest, the D&D podcast that makes literally no sense ever and is loosely based on D&D. So loosely, we still have not figured out what is actually D&D. I am Joe the Widget Wilson. I am joined by the massive dungeon master, the man of a thousand words, Eve Arwin.
Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Another fun-filled day, man. Time to do some Dungeon Quest.
See.
Hello, chat room.
And we are joined by the quick-witted rogue himself, Mr. David Deanforce Adams.
Hey, everybody. I'm sneezy today, sorry.
Zed's going to have himself a cold.
Zombies don't get colds. They eat them.
And we are joined by the creepy himself, Mr. Daniel Wilson.
Everybody, I am back for another episode. Hopefully they keep me around.
Yeah.
And the fangirls go wild. Panties thrown upon the stage. Squealing.
No. Who let Justin Bieber in the stream?
All right. Now we're going. Yeah. Now we're on the right path. And we are joined by the man who we still have not figured out what his role is, Mr. Louis Alon.
Hello, everyone. Hey, chat room. What is going on?
All right. It is time to get started. With that, I give the floor to the Dungeon Master.
Dungeon Quest, Episode 6! Last time on Dungeon Quest, our heroes travel to a new world through the old man's planar device. A trip meant to refuel the planar device's much-needed crystals turned into a search for a cave that houses them. Their search led them to a nearby village, Livermore, where, while inquiring at the local tavern on the location of this cave, they ran into a very familiar-looking innkeeper. Slaverous Stims, a necromancer, bent on destroying our heroes for foiling his Winter Thanksmas plot in Skyrim, disguised himself as the local innkeeper to ambush our heroes. All hell broke loose as Slaverous Stims unleashed an ice, shadow, and fire elemental to battle the group, burning the tavern to the ground. In a last-ditch effort to kill our company, Slaverous Stims turned all the patrons of the inn, who were fleeing for their lives, into a horde of undead zombies and turned them loose on the town of Livermore. During the chaos, Rogard pulled a fire elemental away from his friends to protect them. As the old man tried to regroup with Dean and Tim, Slaverous Stims seized his opportunity and kidnapped Tim the cleric, disappearing into thin air. Tonight, we open our story amid the chaos with Rogard running in circles, attempting to buy time so the old man, Dean, and Tim could catch up to help him dispatch a fire elemental. At the same time, a horde of zombies begins to tear the town apart, waking the sleeping townsfolk into a hellish nightmare of gore-ridden fiends feasting on them and their family and friends, only to be quickly turned into them as well, swelling the horde's numbers and moving through the town with frenzied insanity. It's at this time a very heroic paladin stops, turns, stands his ground, and stares not down, not across, but up at the fire elemental, bravely taking a stand against the fiend.
Dude, you're big and not very fluffy.
The fire elemental roars in anger, seeing the defiance of a mortal against him. The old man and Dian, without Tim, unbeknownst to Rogard, quickly close in, but our paladin has the initiative and is alone for the next few turns.
Aha! I guess it's a good thing I recently applied fire retardant on my armor. Oh, geez. How am I going to attack a fire elemental? Okay, do I have any water? Water, ice. I'm a paladin. I heal stuff. I swing a sword.
Use your water arrows.
I have a bow?
Oh, right.
See, that's why he could always had Tim with him, because, you know, elementals...
Yes! Pee on it!
Pee on it. Oh.
May I remind the paladin that Livermore is nestled between a cliff and a river.
Aha! Thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy.
You're welcome.
I shall run to the river. Come here, big and ugly.
Not liking the term big and ugly to refer to his large flaming presence, the fire elemental runs toward the paladin, not caring for where they head toward.
I really should have enchanted his armor a little bit lighter. So,
no, figure a fire elemental would be sensitive to being called ugly.
Right? You know, they're very vain.
Oh, he's a hothead, so.
Zinch. So I guess Rogar's going to jump into the river, and I'm hoping that the fire elemental's close enough where he doesn't catch himself in time. So, what should I do, Mr. Dungeon Master, sir?
Rogard, making it toward the river, stands in the middle as the fire elemental moves towards it and then stops and sees the river, turns around and notices the old man and Dian running toward them.
Oh, crap.
Rogard's going to sit there and cup water with his hands, throw it at him. Die!
The fire elemental doesn't really care about them right now and begins hurling fireballs toward the paladin.
I'm gonna... a spell of reflection on the shield.
Hold on, Rogard! We're coming!
Come on, Grandpa, catch up!
It's only so fast I can move this stupid cane. Oh my goodness!
We're putting a wheel on the bottom of that cane when we get back to town.
Okay. Hold on a second. Okay.
You've moved like 3 feet. Damn it, I'm gonna carry you.
That'd be a good idea.
Zombies begin to swarm on their position during this epic, non-epic battle between the paladin and the fire elemental.
Right? The poor paladin, what is he supposed to do? Stare at it and smile with his gleaming bright white teeth of awesome.
As the fire elemental swings its arms and throws fireballs, it ignites the enclosing zombies. And they begin to explode after a few seconds, hurling rotten flesh and green blood all over the place.
That's going to be some interesting sound effects to add in later.
Suddenly, as the old man and Dian catches up with Rogard, the shadow elemental pops in front of them through a cloud of black mist and soot and shadowy crap.
Holy crap, it's that guy! Point.
That was my pointing sound effect.
Okay. I don't really know exactly what's going on with you, but... Well, if you're standing with us, then I guess we'll catch up later. Help us fight!
Well, I suppose I can lend a hand. We do have quite a problem. There's a lot of them coming this way. I hope he has something in store, old man. We're going to need it.
I'll tell you what. You hold off the zombie horde... And I'll run away. I mean, I'll fight the fire elemental along with these idiots.
Hey, how about I start a rain dance? You guys good with that?
Oh, brother.
All right. I will buy you some time. I'll stand here. You go. Take care of that.
Do what you can. It'd be really appreciated.
Arrows of swords. Arrows of swords.
All right, guys. What do you want to hear first? The fight between the fire elemental and the crew? Or what the shadow elemental does to the horde of zombies?
I say we let the crew take care of the fire elemental. That way we can go with the shadow elemental and later on.
Then we do that. The fire elemental staring down at Rogard, still hurling balls of fire at him. Rogard not doing too much other than dancing in the middle of a river, trying to taunt him inside the river to put him out. Dan dropping and the drop. Old man sees the opportunity. Dave, with the first initiative, has a splendid idea. Dan has a splendid idea.
I really hope I have a splendid idea here. Dan jumps into the water and takes scoops handfuls of water to splash at the yellow. I don't have a good idea.
The fire elemental stops, walks back for a second to get outside of the splashing that Dian and Rogard are doing, and he just laughs at them. The old man gets an idea himself and takes his wand and, using the sand around the fire elemental, scoops it up like a wave in front of them as the fire elemental takes a huge ball of fire and hurls it towards Rogard and Dian, their impending doom coming close to them in the form of fire and lava through the air. The sand mixes with the lava and creates a shield of glass, instantly shattering the glass and sticking the shards of glass everywhere.
Okay.
The fire elemental spins around and looks at the old man, who's out of good ideas at this point.
I don't know, Rogard can drop trowel and moon him.
Rogard, we need something bigger to splash water on the fire elemental with. If we only had some type of large, curved, basin-like device.
I don't know about that. I have a shoe. Oh, wait, you mean my shield?
Well, do something quick, guys. He's coming at me.
Grab the other end.
Slash grab.
Right, we're going to start hurling water at him with my shield. That's a good 5 gallons to 10 gallons a pop there.
A couple of the splashes of water makes its way onto the fire elemental's foot, who gets really angry and upset, and forgetting his surroundings, charges at the paladin, and then, while in the middle of the river, stops, looks down, and goes, "Aah!" into a big puff of smoke. He put himself out.
What now, son?
Ooh. He died in a puff of fart.
That was rather close.
Meanwhile, the shadow elemental has broken from the group, and he walks towards throngs of zombies who are walking toward him very slowly. The shadow elemental takes out a bow and arrow, and notching 2 arrows at a time, slinging arrows at the group 2 at a time, making headshots each time, unable to keep up with the demand of so many zombies. He's encroaching in on him at the same time. He drops the bow and arrow, pulls out dual swords, and starts spinning around and hacking heads off left and right, driving his swords into their half-falling-apart bodies, into their trunks, and dismembering them left and right. Spinning around and making quick work of their heads, all falling on the ground, and then he stands there amidst 40 dead, unanimated...
You can breathe, Varwin.
Zombie corpses all around him, and he sheathes his swords back and turns around at the group who has just dispatched the fire elemental.
Oh, this is wonderful. I haven't slaughtered like this wholesale in countless ages. But there seems to be a bit of a problem. They're still coming.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I can fight them all, old man.
You, sir, need to teach me a little bit of that swordplay. Very impressive, Shadow Guy.
I could do that if I wanted to.
Dean, you can't even pull your pants up if you want to sometimes.
Because I don't want to.
The fire elemental now destroyed. Our heroes begin to understand the onslaught of the zombies will not cease.
We need a bright idea, and it's not going to come from me, guys. Ha-ha!
Hey, that's the truth. Shadow elemental thingy dude, what's your name?
I don't have one.
Wonderful! I'll call you Shadow Elemental Thingy Dude from now on, then. Do that thing you're doing! Get us out of here!
Very well, but how many do you expect me to kill? They just keep growing, old man.
Too long! Didn't read! Turn tail like the...
Aha! I had an idea!
Run!
The old man begins running as quickly as he possibly can with a cane.
And makes it 2 feet.
As they run, the old man trips on a rock and falls. The zombies begin to swarm all around him.
No, Grandpa! I may be okay with this. No, Grandpa!
Oh, it's the end for me!
It's about time.
Suddenly, the shadow elemental appears in front of the old man. As Dean and Rogard turn around and run back to save the old man.
We need to save my grandpa.
Oh, that was good. Thank God you were here so fast. Let's do something about these guys.
I have an idea, guys. Let's use the fire elemental, run right through him, and... Oh, crap.
The shadow elemental grabs the old man, and they disappear and reappear closer to Dean and Rogard.
I thought this would be faster.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that, that's for sure. Next time, do this in the first place instead of whacking them gums around!
I can only care of you one at a time. I can't do all of you at once.
The old man waves his wand, and the entire group disappears and reappears atop a cliff overlooking the town.
Ah, man, we can crush him with boulders.
It's a really nice view. I mean, why couldn't we have started here?
Yeah, I sort of forgot I was able to do that with this.
Hey, Dave, we can see your house!
Why?
What? Why did you not do that before?
I'm old. I forgot.
Well, regardless, what about the town? What do we do now? They're still growing. That zombie horde is still spreading.
We create an avalanche.
Actually, may work.
The group sits back and watches the town tear itself apart, hearing the screams and destruction from above, and begins to question the shadow elemental.
Well, hold on. I think this is the part where the players have actually come up with a better idea than what's written on the script. Someone should tell that announcer guy to keep up.
You're right, old man. I'm going to sit here like an idiot and shut my mouth.
It'd be a good thing. We did something here with the whole avalanche, right? That's a good idea. Who came up with that?
The one person in the group who you'd least expect it.
Men with pigtails should write more podcasts. Now get to pushing these rocks.
No, it was the one that likes fluffies. I promise.
I want to see them pop.
Oh,
there's a big boulder right here. I can push. Hey, Shadow Guy, you got any tricks you could help me with this here? I got a shield.
Let's use that. I see this big boulder right here. Let's use the shield. Hopefully. Let's prop it under the rock. Come on. Give me a hand.
No, here's what we need to do. I'm going to run at this rock. Full force with my shield. And I'm going to roll a d20 on this. Environment, what are my numbers for success or failure here?
Chances are, you'll kill yourself.
Brilliant. I'm rolling. I rolled a 20. Go figure.
Wow.
Everyone in the chat room can see it. That's a 20.
Wow.
That's a first.
Right?
The paladin, with a brilliant idea. He usually has one every episode. This time, it's his first one. He runs...
That lucky bastard.
...toward the rock! Charging with his shield!
No one knows what the hell he's doing! Smashes into the boulder, knocking himself completely out and falling on his back, but moving the boulder an inch becomes 2 inches. The 2 inches become 4 inches. A pebble rolls off the cliffside, and then the boulder comes crashing down and tumbling down the mountainside, bumbling towards the town and a throng of zombies who have caught their scent and starts making their way up toward the cliff face, knocking them and smashing them to bits. The boulder hits the ground and starts rolling over a painted cow that just appeared for no reason and through a person's house who is showering at the same time. It's rather embarrassing for that guy, I'm sure. And stops in the middle of town right next to a fountain with a dedication plaque that says WTF! Exclamation point.
You know, I was going to use the shield as a fulcrum, but that works.
I think Rogart just invented zombie bowling.
That was brilliant. I almost pooed my robe. I think I did, actually.
Oh, great, Grandpa.
Okay, well, with the immediate threat gone, I'm unable to really do much from this point. What the hell are we going to do from here? The whole town's tearing itself apart. We have no Tim. Our paladin is taking a nap.
I think we need to check and see if the paladin's still alive first.
Yeah, someone kick him in the face or something.
Then,
Oh, he's alive.
Then we should probably, and just, you know, take my word for this, figure out just what the hell that thing is. You know, the shadow elemental?
Oh, right, yeah. Hey, looking at you, shadow thingy, with the poofing and the killing and the whole cool crap you do? What the hell are you?
I don't remember. I too many memories. So many memories. It's like a book but with no chapters. Who are you people?
Well, that's a long story, but I think yours might actually be a bit longer, to be honest.
My name is Dean. I'm just graduated out of high school. I'm friends with this awesome giant. We're BFFs. And
I'd love it if you'd shut up or throw yourself off a cliff, one of the two.
No.
Dean, wake up the paladin and talk to the shadow guy.
Okie doke.
Alright, so last recall, and it gets a little hard after, you know, 15-minute intervals with me. You popped out of a butthole in the air from the shadow void.
It's where I'm from.
They call it a shadow sphincter.
Hey, shadow sphincter, right.
Oh, it's strange words you people use. All I've known is darkness, swirling darkness for countless ages.
Alright, well, what about that necromancer fella? What do you know about him? He called himself Slavery Stems to us. Does that name sound familiar to you? Does he use another name?
He goes by many names. That is one of them.
Okay, so you're starting to remember a little bit, ain't you?
Somewhat. That name, that face, that voice.
How long are we talking about here?
What year is it? What age is this? These lands were not like this when I last saw them.
Hey, Dean, how you doing with the paladin?
Ninja nose poke!
Oh, brother.
Nope, not working. Okay, I'm gonna keep trying. Go ahead.
Alright, okay.
This land is strange. Where are we?
Okay, so, alright, let me see if I can put some of this stuff together. Okay, so the necromancer guy, right, he pulled you out of that thing. Did he put you in it?
Yes. Yes.
It's coming back now.
Hey. Jailer. He is my jailer. He put me there. I do not remember why.
Repressed memories.
Memories, they hurt. I can't make sense of them.
Oh, hold on a second here. I didn't notice that. You have the same design on your chest armor as this coin.
Now, the old man pulls out a coin, the same coin with the drow on one side and the water fountain on the other.
That seems familiar. Where did you get that?
Oh, we found it in a... Well, the paladin and his creepy friend, Tim, they found it at some point. We never actually got around to... kick him in the balls or something, Dean. Wake him up! He's actually necessary at the moment.
Okay. I got this.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Oh my god, we're going to work.
Who's it? Oh, look at the Fluffy.
Hi, guys.
Where's the Fluffy?
Where's the Fluffy? Where? Where's
the Fluffy?
Where is he?
There's no Fluffy. They want to talk to
you. You suck.
After an hour and a half of convincing the paladin that there were no Fluffies in the area, and then soothing his broken heart for jerking himself awake so quickly to see a fluffy kitten, they finally get control of his feelings.
Okay, guys. Where are we at?
I know. I'm sorry. There's no Fluffies around. Okay, we said it just to wake you.
Is he always like this?
Mostly.
Usually.
Yeah.
My condolences.
Thanks. But
I can take offense to that if I understood that word there, sir.
All right. You remember that coin you and Creepy Tim got? The coin. This coin!
Yep, that one. We found it at the bar. Well, I want it. Off of a girl doing something. And never mind. Yeah, we got it from the bar.
You found it at that bar we found you at? That dive that Dean liked to go to?
Hey, that's a really good bar.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Actually, Tim had it, okay? Tim had it. I don't know where he got it.
The old man inspects the old gold coin and realizes it's a piece of chocolate wrapped in some golden tin foil.
No wonder it smelled so good.
Oh, brother. What the hell is this stupid thing? And why is it everywhere?
It's hot, and the chocolate's melting.
You!
Pointing to the Shadow Elemental.
You! We probably have more questions than you do at this point regarding this stupid thing.
That may be. But right now, all I have is one thought in my mind. That thing you call Slaver Stims. He has to die. Jailer, oppressor. He put me in that swirling darkness. I have to find him.
Well,
now.
Sounds like we've got a common goal, because he took our friend, loosely referred to as our friend, of course. He took Creepy Tim, our cleric.
Yes, I'm with you. Let's go kill him. Tim, yeah. He's not exactly the strong type.
That's for sure. The poor little guy is probably already dead.
For the 7th time this month.
It's horrible to think he just became useful.
Ah, quick.
What?
The crocodile tears.
Okay.
I guess we owe him something. So let's, see if we can save his life.
Now, so I guess we go after him?
Well, yeah, it's a great idea, but where? I don't know where he is. He could be under the ground and around the world. And he had that, popping spell thing. Oh, my God!
I think you just had a heart attack, Dave. Dean?
About time!
I just remembered something. He popped in and out of that tavern like you do, Mr. Shadow Elemental thingy with the poofing and the popping.
Yes. Okay. Yes, he did.
Well, that sort of thing leaves a biometric signature.
A what?
Ha! Don't worry about it. I'm not sure if I understand it either, but let me just take out my little one here and see that little glow? That means that our shadow friend over here's got the same thing.
A trail, then.
Indeed.
Can you follow it?
A trail indeed, my friend. We could use this as like a homing device or some crap and see if we can find him.
A what?
Oh, hey, don't worry about it. I'm not sure if I understand it myself. But between the trail of these little biometric signature things from popping in and out of reality like this guy does, and my planner device, we could probably pop in and out where he is.
That's a great idea! We can get back my giant!
Yeah, no! No, it doesn't work for giants.
Oh.
What about the fluffy lady? I liked her.
Don't worry about her. All right, maybe we'll go get her, too. She's kind of funny. with the swing and the... Okay.
Fluffy in all the right spots.
Only problem is I need crystals to power this bad boy up. So what do you say, folks?
Let's go get your crystals.
Duh. Let's do it!
Even I know that.
Sounds like a plan to me.
If it kills the necromancer, I am in.
Meanwhile, Slaverous Stims, Zed, and Tim reappear in the town of Torturous Pain and Stuff, the name Stims gave his evil citadel. The tower looks as if it were made of nothing but black obsidian and stands the only structure among black billowing clouds with purple lightning coming off of it. In a world far, far away, or close by.
Well, interesting place you have here. Kind of dark, depressing. Can I go back now?
Glad you like it here, Tim. No, you're my prisoner now.
Mood lighting.
All right, okay, go ahead and turn the TV on. Okay. What I deal with our prisoner.
Prisoner? I didn't know you were into that.
Why? I'm not sure what you're meaning. Let me just pull this chain over here.
The necromancer pulls a chain, and from underneath him, a cage opens up. People, hungry inside, reach up towards the mouth of the cage. It's too far up for them to escape.
Well, that's not quite inviting. How long has it been since they've eaten?
Watch your mouth, creepy Tim, or you'll join them. Zed, fetch me the rotten flesh.
Here, arm.
Good, thank you.
The necromancer begins peeling off flesh and throwing it into the pit for the people to consume.
Oh, God, this gotta have, like, salmonella or something. Oh, that's just not right.
Okay, it's getting disgusting. Here, have the whole thing.
He pulls a chain again, closing it and putting a rug over on top.
No, stop it, Azar. Dinner.
What was that, Zed?
Dinner.
Is it dinner time already? Tim, are you hungry? Would you like something to eat?
As long as it's not what you're feeding them, I'm good.
No, we don't need dinner.
No, we get that from McRoddy's. No. Throw in a pot pie or something. Maybe a chicken one. Would you like a pot pie, Tim?
Sure.
But they're quite good, actually. A pot pie, please. Make that.
Not if he's cooking.
It's just a reheat. Like that's all it is. Throw it in the microwave for a couple of minutes.
Hungry man.
That's a good idea. I love those hungry. We got a twofer at this local Stop and Shop. Fantastic. While Zed prepares our dinner, I have some to discuss with you, Tim.
Okay.
Yes.
He begins to walk the floor of his citadel of torturous pain and stuff, pacing back and forth in front of Tim, who's really not too sure what he's about to hear. But all eyes and ears focus on the necromancer.
At first, I was going to kill you and your group and feed you to my pets down there. We need a lot of rotten flesh. Plus, I was very cross with you folks from destroying my unbelievable plot to destroy Winter Thanksmas.
It was actually kind of obvious if you think about it real well.
It was, I know, but in a little emo of me, actually, but it's me.
did Zed think of that one?
No.
If so, you should not... Oh, that's...
Zed Ryder!
Shut up, you idiot! Where's my pot pie?
Cooking.
Good, thank you. Have a seat or something.
I'll stand, thank you.
Good. Stand you must. Because... because... you... let's have a little discussion. Who do you really think you are as a person?
I'm Tim, the creepy cleric.
You are creepy, yes.
I thought the announcer has said that many a time.
Yes, indeed, Tim. You are
shut up. You are your next.
Shutting up.
Good. Now, while Zed gets us our pot pies, Steven, my hunchback, come.
Yes, master. Yes.
Back up, you're drooling on my toes.
But your feet are so pretty, sir.
That's disgusting. Ugh,
pretty God, feet? Oh. I can wash them for you.
Okay, let me sit down. I want my feet licked.
Yes, master. Thank you, master.
Tim, while my feet are being licked, I have to tell you, you are not as you think yourself to be.
But a cleric is what I've always been. I don't understand what you're coming from. How can I have this unlocked potential? That was one lucky fireball. Just one lucky fireball.
I've had this problem my whole life. Not many people understand where I come from, but you don't even understand where you come from. You want to be a cleric, and you are not. You have a power raw and untapped by yourself.
So what does that make me, like, Gandalf the Grey turning into Gandalf the White or something? I'm completely lost right now.
Left toe!
Deus Ex Machina.
Shut up, Zed.
Okay.
How are those pot pies coming?
2 minutes.
Could you throw a baked potato in there for me, too?
Baked potato.
I can't wait for dinner.
Bacon bits. Bacon.
Fantastic.
Let's not get sidetracked here.
Yes. The reason why I've kidnapped you. that was funny. Yes, you have a raw and untapped power that I felt in that tavern, and I will harness it.
I'm not exactly sure how you're going to do that. As long as you're not hooking me up to any weird machines of putting me in a hypnotic trance, I'll do whatever.
Pinky toe.
I want to see what I can do.
Pinky toe, Steven.
Thank you, master. Thank you.
Put it in your mouth.
Awkward.
And with that, the necromancer raises his hands in the air and begins to wave them around like he just doesn't care. And all of a sudden, another portal into the void opens in front of Tim.
Rock monster! Show Tim who he truly is.
Is this really the way to do it? Put me in immediate danger. I mean, come on, can I just, like, read a book or something?
Right toe!
Yes, master. Thank you, master.
All right. Let's see what I got here.
The rock monster comes out from the portal. Right foot first, left foot second. He tears the portal with his tremendous rock-like hands, getting through his shoulders and head, and stands on top, towering over Tim.
Oh, this is quite intimidating. Quite intimidating indeed.
He punches the ground in front of Tim, sending him backwards about 10 feet.
Defend yourself, Tim, or you will die.
Save his feet for me, master.
I don't know how to deal damage. I'm just a cleric.
The corn on my left heel. Lick furiously.
Yes, master.
Oh my god! What the hell?
Pull yourself together, Zed! This is no time to come out of character!
Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm good. Let's do it.
Alright. I guess I could try that fireball again.
There is no try, only do.
Stop stealing lines!
Okay.
God, I've seen that movie like 20 times. That's nothing new to me.
Focus! Concentrate! Your mind always off somewhere else, never on what you're doing.
Ding!
Ready.
Okay, well, fireball, go!
Tim, feeling a tremendous amount of power in his stress, pulls the heat and combustion from his past anger and hate into his hands, creating a fireball swirling around inside the space between his palms, heaves it over his head and hurls it at the rock monster, taking it on the chin, pushing him a step or two back and wiping it off like it were nothing, and keeps coming at Tim, pounding the ground in front of him as Tim runs away.
Oh my god, bad idea, I forgot it was a wreck, bad idea.
Lift your heel for me, Master, I need to get under there.
Fine then, but make it quick.
Thank you, Master.
Oh, that tickles a little bit.
dinner, sir.
Thank you, leave it over there by the Xbox.
Alright, let's try something new. Let's try something new. I'll just wave my hands around and see what happens.
Meanwhile, as the sun begins to rise, the screams from the town below have stopped, and nothing but zombies and razed buildings and debris are left from Livermore.
So, I don't know about y'all, but I want to apply my talents for this level up.
I'm really not sure what you're referring to, but holy crap, as the sun's coming up, I can see a whole new town off in the distance.
What town is that?
I don't know, but it's over there.
I see it back there. Over there. See, Dan, look, let me pick you up here.
Oh, please put me down, I'm scared.
You need, sir, more vegetables.
I'm not a green leafy guy. Just hot.
Eat them like the bunnies do.
Just at that moment, Dian makes notice of the zombie horde.
Ah, crap! We missed a few. It looks like they're leaving Laverymore.
Livermore.
That's what I said. They're totally going toward that other town. Guys, look!
Oh my god, Dian's right. A whole group of zombies from the town going to the other one.
Aha! My paladin senses are tingling! I have to save them! Shadow Guy, would you please be of assistance here?
Very well. If aiding you helps me get to the Necromancer, I will come along.
Oh, come on, we could be good friends.
Boy, you guys better think of something quick, because there's another group of zombies coming up that road that leads directly to our position.
Well, I guess it's time to stand again and fight.
I'm up for it. Who's up for another fight?
Aha! Let me just pull my sword out here.
I just peed myself a little bit. Meanwhile, back at the Tower of Torturous Pain and Stuff, Tim and Slaverous Stims are locked in heated battle. Oh, I hate it when you do that all the time with that shotgun. Oh, who said you were allowed to dual-wield shotguns?
One shot.
This is BS. Oh, it's that same 10-year-old kid all the time on the other side. Oh, I can't stand him.
Aim with the left trigger button, Master.
Zed start. Zed DDR. Twerk.
Gross. Damn you. Why do you keep killing me in this game?
Slaver Stims is losing horribly in Black Ops 2 on Zed's PS3. Zed is laughing at the background at the same time when Stims dies.
Got some skills, Tim. You noob! Come on! You got nothing on this!
This is totally not what a
Brothelpone.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. I gotta finish this guy, this rock elemental here. Let me just cast some lightning at him.
Oh, this is totally not real life. How could a stupid sniper do this? Oh, come at him. I've had enough of you.
Well, I gotta get back to this fight. All right, fine. I'll kill you some more if you want. Okay.
Stim stands up after throwing his PS3 controller on the ground and kicks the TV in a blind rage.
Dude, come on. That thing's gotta be pretty that's gotta be expensive. Why'd you do that?
Stole TV.
Well, in that case, do whatever you want to it, I guess.
This is your home. I'll clean it up for you.
Good. And you, Tim, I've had enough of your incompetence.
The necromancer crosses the room and grabs Tim and holds him upside down by his feet and ties him to a dangling chain above his pit of rotting flesh.
I knew you were into this type of thing.
You'll get what's coming to you.
Double entendre.
Stim strings up Tim by his feet and begins to lower Tim into the pen of hungry people who reach up at him, trying to pull him apart and eat him.
Oh God, not down. Zed, turn it the other way. Come on, be a buddy.
Tim calls for help as he's lowered in, slaverous, laughing uncontrollably.
Guys, help me. I don't know if you can hear me, but God, help me.
Lozenge, Master.
Please.
To be continued. And join us in 2 weeks for more from Dungeon Quest.
All right, guys. Well, if you enjoyed this show, there might be something mentally wrong with you, but if you want to experience more, go to dungeonquest.mymiddleearth.com. That's all one word. That is our website. You can email us at dqpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at dqpodcast. And don't forget, this is a Quest Gaming Network production. You can head over to questgamingnetwork.com to catch up on this and so much more. That makes more sense. QuestGamingNetwork.com.
Well, there's something mentally wrong with us. Either way, it's a win-win. Everybody, thank you for joining us tonight.
Take care, everyone. Be safe. May the Foose be with you.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Hey, look forward to seeing you next time.
Good night, everyone. Thank you all for being here. Join our derangement next time.
Quest Gaming Network. Great people, great podcasts, a better network.